Remember way back in the day, several months ago, when you couldn't publicly share thoughts on the potential Wuhan bioweapon lab point of origin for coronavirus? Remember how just a little while ago, people were being punished, banned, deplatformed, and officially categorized as conspiracy theorists, who were so crazy and so dangerous that they just had to be silenced by the technocratic overlord wannabes at Facebook, Twitter, and the like? Yeah, that happened, and not long ago. Yet now, the Wuhan bioweapon lab origin for coronavirus is a widely accepted rational possibility that seems to be gaining traction and credibility by the minute, which naturally leads to two questions. First, why the complete cave and near reversal on the Wuhan bioweapon lab deal? It seems likely that this has something to do with conditioning us for a major conflict or the possibility of a major conflict with China as, among other things, a distraction from the quickly disintegrating economy around us, but that's a post for another time, maybe tomorrow. The second question that comes to mind after big media and big tech's massive flip-flop on Wuhan is, what will they flip on next and allow us to freely speak about again? Will we be able to talk openly about things like massive systematic election fraud and election theft? Is there a point at which those subjects will be something we can discuss openly in the land of the free and the home of the NSA? What about vaccines and experimental gene therapies being sold as vaccines? Will we ever be allowed to talk openly about those? Will we ever be allowed to talk openly about serious side effects or other problems with those massively profitable products? I believe the answer is yes, we will be able to talk about these things openly and freely using technology. One way or another, this is going to happen. Either by virtue of dinosaur big media and big tech companies getting with the free speech program, or by other, more intelligent, freedom-promoting companies taking away the market share of those dinosaur technocrat overlord wannabes. One way or the other, we will indeed be discussing the most important things openly and in detail more and more in the future. Sites like Gab are the future, and the future is looking better every day. If you appreciate this perspective, please connect with me at any of the social media platforms listed at hellraiserreport.com. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and an anti-freedom spirit in general, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this content and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel, share this video, and get connected with me at hellraiserreport.com.